Blog Talk Radio.
Celebrities and people on late night talk shows, and it's just the whole world is like they've never been, myself included, have never been so angry, infuriated as such an incompetent, illegal, crime-ridden mobster as this president is. I mean, it's just, and not only that, but he's a freaking idiot, you know.
Well,
that scares you more than anything.
Let's go in and see what we have to.
I mean, there's not one speech that son of a bitch has made that is worth even. No, they should all be taken out of history. All right, they're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go down in history as the worst, stupidest, you know, most moronic statements ever made. Okay, and you know, it's just.
He gets a pass for all the horrible things he says.
Yeah, because his followers are so friggin' crazy, you know, and those damn Republicans are just so
on the take.
You know, they're all in it. But anyway,
let's see what other people are saying too.
Yeah. Also, we got a couple of things. Mac and cheese. You know that a lot of the mac and cheese box products have poisonous things in them.
Like what?
Some plastics and stuff like that. They're actually, yeah, the stuff that the powdered cheese is made out of and things, it's horrendous what they're putting in there. And they put it in for years, but it's really bad for you. And, it's just really, really horrible. And we're going to read some of that tonight, but I really think it's critical that we go to, let's see, we shall... Oh, this is interesting. Criticize the Dems, you're a Trump tard. If you criticize the reps, you're a Hiller idiot. And if you criticize both, what if you criticize both? The guy wrote, idiotard. We're all idiotards. So they're taking each other down, and they have destroyed their credibility in the country as well.
I think that's true.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
They have nothing... There's nothing positive really to say about either party.
No, there isn't.
Sorry to say.
There really isn't. And, you know, it's sad to say that. But anyway.
There are a few individuals in the party that I like.
Yep.
And I like that they've had the courage to stand up, but the party itself seems to be full of half.
Oh, they're terrible. Well, it turns out the Russian mob money helped build Trump's business empire. We've been saying that all along. But MSNBC came up with some serious facts on that. And
he couldn't get any money. He had to,
no, he had
go
to
Deutsche Bank.
Exactly. That's what
which
he had
we all know is a money laundering bank.
Yep. Says Russian mob money helped build Trump's business empire. And we know that for a fact. So let's see. I don't know if
let's
I can
see.
Play
well, that. Let's just see what they had to say.
Yeah. I think it's... I don't want to do this because they make you play at commercials and shit. So, but just know, go to MSNBC report. Russian mob money helps build business empire. Very true story. Israel discusses death penalty bill against Palestinians. Imagine that. That nerve that these guys have to do this is just unbelievable. They want to pass their own bill. They just made themselves an apartheid state, a Jewish state. But
yeah.
They just made themselves that. So anybody who's not a Jewish is subject to genocide, obviously. The Israeli Security Cabinet discussed on Wednesday the death penalty bill against Palestinians who carry out anti-occupation attacks. However, no final decision has been approved. Israel's official radio quoted Minister of Israeli Army, Avigdor Lieberman, by the way, he's the guy who back, I don't know, about four or five, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, He came over to the United States and was brought into the Congress.
Yeah, I remember that.
But he's the son of a bitch that said every child, every Palestinian child should be murdered.
I remember that. Every single one. That's what he said.
And this guy is the minister of Israeli army, okay?
And I couldn't understand how our Congress allowed someone who promotes genocide to speak to them.
No, but that's who this guy is.
It was an insult.
Yeah, not only an insult, but... I mean, it shows you what kind of assholes are in our Congress.
Yeah.
Okay? And now you got Schumer and all these other assholes, Zionist pigs, okay, that are saying that if you talk against Israel, you're liable to huge fines and imprisonment and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, fuck Israel. All right? Yeah, that's what I feel, and I'll always say that. All right?
And you have to call them out when they're being terrorists and when they're doing the wrong thing.
The bill, which stipulates the amendment of an existing legislation regulating the use of the death sentence, passed its preliminary reading in Israeli Parliament, Knesset, last January. Israeli bill aims at making it easier for judges to hand out death penalties for terrorist activity. It has been condemned as fascist by Palestinian politicians and rights groups who fear it will give Israel legal cover to target Palestinians.
Yeah.
And it will. It will. It's absolute freaking genocide. They're trying to legalize genocide. And Avigdor Lieberman, okay, who was probably Lieberworm's cousin, okay, our Lieberworm in Connecticut here,
we don't know that he is a clown of all clowns.
You know?
He is being facetious.
Ah, Jesus. Well, anyway, here's some good news, okay? Trump advisor John Bolton says Putin's invite to White House is delayed until Mueller witch hunt is over.
Putin's afraid he shouldn't be arrested if he
gets. Yeah, Putin would be arrested there, no question about it. But Congress would be pissed off enough to put a resolution against him and have him picked up.
Yeah, we already know that, so
there's no point
in reading that.
No, it just came out. You didn't say that. That just came out.
Yeah. They had it on TV today.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
What television are you watching? I didn't hear that.
They weren't going to...
Anyway, for those of you who didn't watch whatever station that was on that I didn't watch, Lila was watching, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it said, National Security Advisor John Bolton said Wednesday that any meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin would be put off until 2019 because of the special counsel Robert Mueller's witch hunt and the fact that Trump may be impeached in 2018 after the elections. The president believes that the next bilateral meeting with President Putin should take place after the Russia witch hunt is over, so we've agreed that it will be after the first of the year, Bolton said in a statement that was notable for the senior advisor's use of the term witch hunt. Which discussing diplomatic matters.
Mm-hmm.
The use of the phrase also mirrors language frequently used by Trump in referring to Mueller's investigation. Trump has tweeted the phrase 89 times as of Wednesday afternoon, according to the count by NBC News. What a piece of work. These guys are such assholes. They're unbelievable. And you know who's the biggest a-hole? There's no question about it, is that Pompeo. Mm-hmm. He is. That guy is the most pompous, most arrogant, most stupid, most freaking moron that has ever been involved. I thought Kerry was bad, but this guy is like the ultimate prick. Right.
Do you know anything more on Manafort?
It's no news. Burr breaks with Nunes. Sound reasons for judges to approve the FISA warrant. So if you remember, Nunes was the head of the Intelligence Committee.
He's the one that had that whole redacted thing.
Yeah. He's the one that tried to show that they were all, it was all bullshit. Well, turns out, one guy, one of his own Republican guys says there were sound reasons for judges to approve the FISA warrant, okay, and to spy on dickhead Carter Page. Carter Page was a known informant. He was a known
operative,
and being recruited by the Russians. They knew that, all right?
That's why they were spying on him.
And he loved Vladimir Putin. He worshipped him, you know. And this was known. Okay. He even wrote his dissertation on Russian Putin for a doctorate degree, and he was kicked out of all the colleges. None of them took it. No, none of them took it because they thought it was unreadable. The Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr told CNN Tuesday he believed there were sound reasons for judges to approve the Foreign Intelligence Service Act.
Surveillance Act,
really. On former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor Carter Page. And yet another break between the Republican leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. And he said, I don't think I ever expressed that I thought the FISA application came up short, Burr said, when asked about House Republican memo alleging FBI and Justice Department abuses of FISA process. He said that there were sound reasons as to why judges issued the FISA.
Mm-hmm.
He says Burr's comments once again put him at odds with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, who spearheaded the memo on FISA abuses. Burr and Nunes have been on opposite sides of a number of key issues related to the Justice Department and intelligence community's handling of Russian interference. While Nunes' committee disputed the tradecraft behind U.S. intelligence communities, January's 2017 assessment that found Russian Vladimir Putin was trying to help Donald Trump win, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a report earlier this month that agreed with the intelligence community's conclusion and took no issue with his tradecraft. You got to see, I got to read this article that shows that what they did is they edited out
all the juicy parts
of the summit. Everything that was seen on tape, all the stuff that we heard him say that he didn't agree with the intelligence,
yeah,
this and that, and everything that he said that was negative, they took out of the transcript, the official transcript, okay. And it's a farce. It's a complete and utter farce.
So was it filled with the and?
Well, no, whatever it wasn't. I mean, they reported stuff on there that was never even said. All right.
Oh,
I mean, it's criminal what they're doing. It's absolute criminal, and nobody's going after it.
Delusional.
It's absolute crazy. Here it is. Trump White House cuts Putin's support for Trump out of the transcript. And Putin said, they asked him, you know, did you, he said, yeah, I wanted Trump to win, you know? Yeah, imagine that. Those sons of bitches, they cut that right out.
We heard that.
Yeah, of course we did. Well, everything that they are saying didn't happen.
Happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Totally crazy. All right. I'm sorry we got to run through this 15 seconds of bullshit commercial here, but it's kind of worth listening to because, when you hear what's going on, it's just overwhelming. This is from Rachel Maddow, I think.
And thanks, Stuart Holm, for joining us this hour for what is going to be a little bit of a special edition of The Rachel Maddow Show. And by that I mean we're going to break our usual sort of show format tonight. And the reason we are doing that is because I think we are at a place in the news right now that's a little bit beyond where I can help explain what's happening now, and particularly what's likely to happen next and how serious this moment is for the country. Those are the things that I sort of see as the core of my job. Some much more serious experience on national security issues. So I'm going to explain here what's going on right now in the news that I think requires us to bring in the sort of experts who you are going to hear from later on in the show in just a couple of minutes. But then after I tell you why I'm approaching it this way today, we are going to bring those folks on, and they're going to stay here for a while for the rest of this hour. So that's just your fair warning. This is going to be a slightly different way than
we get the
if
point.
If you watched the summit that day or if you watched any of the news coverage thereafter. But just for the record, this is actually what happened in that moment.
Options wouldn't abound, and They all can be found in an
appropriate legal framework. Did you want President Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did. Because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
Okay, so that happened in real life in front of a room full of people, and it was covered live around the world. While this was happening, I had a flight I was supposed to catch that morning. I missed my flight, and I ended up unexpectedly driving a really long way during the whole press conference. I listened to that whole thing live on the radio as it happened. I remember it. It was only a week ago. This really happened. I heard it in my car. You saw it. If you watched the either the news coverage thereafter or if you watched it live, every reporter in the room there witnessed it. Let's just nail this down. Let's do this one more time, except this time we'll put up the transcript of what happened right next to the Q&A.
President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election, and did you direct any of your officials to help him do that?
Yes, I did. Because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the reason I'm trying to nail this down as a recognizable part of our lived, shared reality as humans. Just put the transcript up there again. All right, this is the transcript of what you just saw happen at that press conference. Like, if you look at a real transcript of what happened, this is it. President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election? Did you direct any of your officials to help him do that? Yes, I did, because he talked about bringing the U.S.-Russia relationship back to normal. That's the real transcript of what actually happened.
Yeah.
Now, as of right now, tonight, here is the official White House transcript of that same moment. See that? In the White House transcript, look at what is missing. In the White House transcript, we still got President Putin's answer, yes, I did. But the White House just dropped the question that he was actually answering there. The White House transcript has no reference to Jeff Mason from Reuters asking President Putin, did you want President Trump to win the election? That's not in the White House transcript. Now, reporter Yuri Friedman at the Atlantic magazine was first to report on this anomaly in the White House transcript right after it happened. And, you know, sometimes transcripts are wrong. They're very rarely wrong in such a high-profile, simple thing, right? But, I mean, you know, that moment probably got more immediate attention than anything else that happened in that remarkable...
And it goes on. There's even more stuff to it, but I've got a lot more news. But that was a Rachel Maddow show. You can pick it up on Google or anywhere else. Where this thing is.
So everybody saw it, everybody heard it.
And then they redacted all this. They're denying anything that they took out the thing about the wood and the wooden. They took out everything that he said, okay, that would cause. And that's official White House record,
mm-hmm.
right? As opposed to all the newsletter, all the news, everything that caught that.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally Orwellian. It's what it is. It's Orwellian. That's what Orwell did in 1984. Everything was managed and everything was unreal, you know? Huh. Everything that Trump and his White House have to do with is a distortion and a lie. There is no question about that. None whatsoever.
Because I sometimes feel like I'm in a fun house when you go to the mirror and you look at yourself and you go, ah! That's what I do every time I hear Trump.
Yeah.
I go, ah!
Oh, yeah. And it's like the White House and the Kremlin altered the transcripts and video arising from the Trump-Putin press conference last week, altered transcripts and video, deleted the reporter's question about Putin favoring Trump in 2016, and it omits parts of Putin's answers. The Atlantic Monthly called out the White House on this discrepancy last week, and the White House stands on its fake version. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what kind of crap we're getting from this horrible, freaking illegal, criminal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one was so funny. Trying to get through to a Trump supporter is like, chiseling through a block of concrete in
the
guy's head. It was such a funny thing. But anyway.
Do you have a lot of people like that?
That
cartoon with the guy with the block of concrete on his head trying to chisel.
Don't you?
Yeah, I just wondered how many people you got that responded to that.
Oh, quite a few actually. When I shared it around, yeah.
Yeah, people like it.
Yeah, they got a lot of, they got a big kick out of it. They said Dems are like that too. I said, oh yeah, you know, talking to a Hillary waffle or a pussycrat is like, you know, you might as well be talking to a brick wall.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, Hillary was wonderful. Bill is a sweetheart.
And again, children say they were beaten, kept naked in cells, and tied to chairs at center.
Yeah.
New York Daily News.
Yeah. And I don't want to read that. It's pretty horrible. So, you know, we can thank our friend, you know, Mr. Trump for all of these wonderful things. And, of course, why do you think they want to get rid of ICE? You know?
Yeah, and they don't have anybody to keep track of it all.
Yeah, American children say they were beaten. No, they don't. No, the Democrats want to get rid of ICE. And
oh, they decided they wanted to?
No, that's the big protest. They want to get rid of ICE because ICE is doing nothing but picking up people and destroying, you know, separating families, and you know they're like the SS.
Are they continuing to do that?
Yeah.
To separate children from their despite
what they're saying. Yeah, there's over 3,000 of them already, and they're growing. Immigrant children locked up at a Virginia center say they were beaten, left naked in cells, and strapped to chairs by guards. Around 30 unaccompanied minors were being held at the Sarah Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center and have suffered from an abusive atmosphere recorded according to federal court case filed on behalf of an identified undocumented 17-year-old boy from Mexico. Hang on a second. The boy spent time at the San Antonio Center and in New York's Mercy First Residential Treatment Center after being taken into custody at the border, before being transferred to Virginia for alleged violent behavior. Yeah. Well, what he allegedly found there were prison-like conditions with cells, no privacy from guards to use the bathroom, 1 hour of recreation time per day, racist taunts such as being called a Mexican monkey, physical hitting, as well as harsh punishments. These are from bastards that are supposed to be guarding them. Several immigrant detainees have reported being stripped of their clothes, occasionally including their underwear. And the Virginia suit says, adding that the plaintiff was punished by being tied to chairs for hours and other children put in restraints for long periods of time. One 15-year-old Honduran boy joining the suit said that he had been slammed against the ground and the wall after an argument over holding a door open. Another 15-year-old said he was in restraint for a chair with a bag over his head. And children at the center who say they have been abused are as young as 14 years old. The suit also alleges that the mental health of the children, some of whom have suffered trauma in their native countries or on the road to the U.S., is not cared for despite diagnosis and suicide attempts.
Wow.
Kill yourself already, one identified child was allegedly told by staff at Shenandoah. In response to the suit, the center denied abuse and said that children had only been restrained to keep them from hurting themselves and that they were kept in their rooms without clothes or a mattress only after they had destroyed their clothes or bed. I don't think that makes sense, but why would they destroy their bed or their clothes? That'll make any sense. The children also say that Latino immigrant children were treated different than the juvenile detainees normally in the center, who were largely white and in regular access to Xbox gaming systems. Alleged allegations against this Virginia center filed in October have come to light that attention on the effects of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy that split children from their parents accused of breaking the law by entering illegally. Pictures of children in cages come from the few released from the centers shocked observers, leading Trump to change the policy that an order on Wednesday after originally saying that they were nothing he could do. Yeah, the guy's an idiot. The guy's a beast, you know. And everybody in that goddamn ICE and detention centers are, you know, sound like they're all pricks, you know. Amazing. Just amazing, yeah. Just amazing. Oh, man. That's what you get. That's what you get. So let's go. Oh, you know, Spicer, Sean Spicer.
Yep, yep.
He confirmed that Trump's pro-LGBTQ stance during the convention speech was all a scam. You know, he didn't believe that in 1 minute. Yeah, he just didn't believe any of it. Yeah. You just put it up there so that you might get a couple of votes, you know? I wouldn't go to the White House if I was invited there either. It's a long story there, but it's a... A new bill came up from a congressman that aims to send masked Antifa activists to jail for 15 years.
Whoa.
Can you imagine that? What kind of an asshole would do something like that? You know, just completely an asshole. And this is what I had to say about it. And I shared this on Facebook too. But KKK members should get life in prison. Okay? They lynch, they kill, they set fires. Antifa just battles fascists and right-wing fanatics who attack them. Right? Another example of the conservative cowardice in the U.S. is as soon as the left decides to fight instead of sing Kumbaya, the big bad bully boys and girls on the right cry and run away and try the cowardly Republicans or try the cowardly Republican way of passing bills against the left. Nonviolence against right-wing crazies is suicide today, as it always has been, under all right-wing regimes in the U.S. and around the world. Remember what happened to Christ and all the Christians for 300 years of nonviolence against the Romans and Jews. Christians didn't get respect until they organized into a weaponized army.
Oh, boy.
You know? Isn't that true?
Well, I think so.
Yeah, you're damn right it's true. You know, but it's like NRA admits accepting money from 23 Russian-linked donors. This was Newsweek.com came up with that. Can you imagine that? Yeah. That's why one of those, that Russian girl was a big NRA whore, you know? She was screwing all the NRA guys. The National Rifle Association has accepted contributions from at least 23 Russian-linked donors. All right? And hang on one second here. The gun rights group revealed in a letter addressed to Congress. The admission came after Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, prodded the NRA as part of an investigation into what political organizations may have used by Russia to influence the 2016 election in favor of Trump. The money totaled $25,000, $2,500, with most of it coming from subscriptions and membership dues. But they never went over $2,500, but there was 26 or 23 of them, okay, that gave to that one group, the NRA, okay? And others gave more, but they were cash donations and illegal donations, they found out.
No, it's really hard.
So anyway,
it's so hard. Every day that goes by, more evidence, more proof.
So that's enough of that, okay? So you can check that one out on Newsweek.com. Yeah, meet the new Miss GOP and Mrs. Donald Trump Jr. Right, and listen to this one. If you're listening and you happen to be a Fox listener or anything, this girl is so ambitious and she's such a whore. She broke up Trump Jr.'s marriage. Okay.
Oh really?
And she's a Fox News bitch and she's leaving Fox News to join the Trump campaign. Imagine that. In the days following Guilfoyle's departure from the network, that's her name, I forgot, Kimberly Guilfoyle. She's a brunette bombshell there that's spending time and effort with Donald Trump Jr., all right? But in the past few days, staffers at Fox News have waged a covert war and hostile whisper campaign against one of their most prominent former colleagues. For Fox News, with its season the most ruthless public relations shop, that would be on par, of course, except this time the spat happens to be with an ex-host who is currently dating the president's eldest son. Last week, CNN reported that longtime Fox News personality Kimberly Guilfoyle will leave the network to campaign for her boyfriend, Donald Trump Jr., and Don Burley, as friends and associates of the couple are starting to nickname them, Don Burley.
Oh.
Yeah. For Republican candidates ahead of the 2018 midterm. Andrew Surabian, a former White House official and current advisor to Trump Jr., tweeted that Guilfoyle's move was a win for the entire GOP and wrote, Kim is one of the most influential voices in the Make America Great Again movement and knows how to light up a crowd.
Oh.
Can you imagine that's what she's going to do? Yeah.
Well,
hi. Yeah. Anyway, just thought you'd know that that Kimberly Guilfoyle is the next GOP model, all right, for uplifting, ooh, huh? Anyway. This is good. You know, it's the Senate candidate for, I wish you wouldn't do that, you know? Senate candidate lauds Trump for standing up to Russians and crowds to laugh at him. All right, this guy's running for candidate in Virginia or someplace, but the whole crowd started laughing at him when he stood up for Trump and saying what a wonderful.
I don't
summer.
Say it's supporting Trump, I guess, and he's not going to get elected.
Nah.
Who's that? Recognize this man?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
this
Roosevelt.
Guy, no, Roosevelt. No, this came to me through the Bernie group there. And, you know, Wake Up America, Bernie Sanders in 2020. What a farce in the hell that was.
Can't be Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I saw this, and this is one of my how can you say, my pet peeves, okay? One of my pet peeves is Bernie Sanders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a liberal, but I'm an independent, and yeah, Bernie is about as independent as
foot can't stand along without the rest of your body.
Jesus, yeah, the guy's a stink bomb, you know. But FDR was a great president, and he was a social democrat, okay,
mm-hmm.
Who fought fascism in the U.S. and overseas and won. He had fascists fighting him, okay, here. All right, they tried to overthrow his government. All right. You know, you had Henry Ford and all, you know, J.P. Morgan. All
well, they were all very pro-German.
Yeah, they were, and they were all and they were trying to overthrow this country, okay? Inside this country, you know, taking
by fermenting
over.
Problems.
Yeah.
And
well, anyway, fascism in both areas, okay? But he wasn't a mockery of the democratic socialist philosophy like Bernie is, who has no integrity and handed the Democrat nomination to Hillary. Bernie proved who he really is after pocketing $100 million in campaign donations. No one should take him seriously except another crooked politician. He is a dreamweaver of democratic socialism, not a believer. He is another Howard Dean used by the Dems to herd the left-wing radicals into voting for Democrats instead of forming their own party, which would have destroyed the Democratic Party. FDR was a democratic socialist, okay? He was a progressive. He bought the country out of the poverty. He brought the country out of the poverty and massive unemployment of the Great Depression, created a new era of prosperity. He is largely credited with the creation of the middle class. He was the most popular president ever. He was elected to 4 terms, okay? And it says, he's the exact kind of person that both Democrats and Republicans are terrified of today. And yet, at the same time, they're pushing Bernie for 2020. Bernie is them, okay? He's been in Congress all this time and has done the shit on his own, okay? He's always sided with all of the Democrats, you know? It's like, anything to do with Israel, oh, and anything to do with militarizing Israel or militarizing us, okay. Even I remember who was it? Ralph Nader said Bernie Sanders never saw a weapon that he didn't like.
I believe that.
Yeah, a military weapon he didn't like. Okay, now here's something interesting. Trump's purpose is clear, right? attack the FBI, attack the free press, spread propaganda, threaten our allies, praise our enemies, embolden the Nazis, demonize immigrants, dismantle America from within. Oh, I so agree with that. Don't you? Don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think of this? This is funny here. This is really funny. This is, it says, how giving your opinion in 2018 be like, and it's like, this guy's getting, so, will you look?
I am.
Look, this is what happens when you give your opinion.
you showed me that
you
one
got,
before.
You got 10 million arrows shot at you. It's really funny. But anyway.
I saw that one before. I like the concrete one better.
Oh, that was good. Okay.
I found that one very humorous.
Okay. Let's see. What is this in here? Yeah. Want to read this?
Yep.
Okay. While in a custody, thousands of migrants reported sexual abuse.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was pretty sad. This is what
I see. Kids are
going to
be so traumatized.
Oh, they'll turn out to be terrorists.
If we find half of them, you know, I'm so worried that we'll lose them.
Yeah.
Or have lost them already.
Migrant children wait in U.S. immigration detention centers to reunite with their families. Public records reveal that the past decade, thousands of people have reported sexual abuse while in a similar type of immigration custody. Emily Cassie, investigative reporter and producer who obtained that data and spoke to survivors of the New York Times, joins for more. Here's a transcript.
Approximately 2,000 children separated at the border.
2,500.
Pardon me, 2,500 children separated at the border from their families are supposed to be reunited by July 26. While the country pays attention to that story, there's another detention story which has gotten less coverage. That is allegations of abuse inside detention centers. Data from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General show that thousands of migrants have claimed that they were sexually abused while in ICE custody. Emily Cassie, an investigative journalist and filmmaker with the Marshall Project, joins me now to discuss the latest documentary from the New York Times.
Well, this goes on and on and on and on and on forever. But just to know, if you're interested in this article...
Let's go to the summation part and just see what it says.
There is no summation part. They just talk about her.
Okay.
Yeah, they just talk about her...
experience.
Yeah. So if you're interested, go to it. Just know that there's an article on it. There's a documentary coming out on it, and it's CPTV.
That's really sad.
So, it's horrible. It's just about horrible. But right now, I'd like to take the next few minutes, I have some good environmental articles and stuff that I want to. Check this on too. The anti-Trump movement is calling for the boycott of these 23 retailers that handle the Trump's Ivanka Trump and Trump and all those and all these. And I like that idea very much. Okay, and Ivanka now has just demolished her own company. Okay.
Well, I think it was already demolished.
It was demolished
6 months ago.
Yeah, but today she announced that that it's no longer effective. In the second year of Donald Trump's presidency, the movement to boycott realtors that do business with the president's family is still going strong.
On Tuesday, Ivanka Trump announced she would be closing her fashion brand to focus on her career in Washington. As a result, all the companies that sell her products were removed from the boycott list.
A note has been added to the boycott list to remind consumers that while these companies have still been dropped from the list, they failed to do so before Ivanka Trump's announcement. All right? Before the announcement, Canadian department store Hudson Bay was the latest retailer to drop her ban. The boycott Trump movement is still going strong, but it's getting smaller. On Tuesday, companies that do business with Ivanka Trump were removed from the Grab Your Wallet boycott list after the first daughter announced she would be closing her namesake brand. After 17 months in Washington, I do not know when or where I'll ever open the business again, as she said.
Huh.
And, okay, can you read the rest of that?
The company had been the target of a campaign launched in October 2016 by Shannon Coulter, a brand and digital strategist under the Grab Your Wallet hashtag. Coulter encouraged people seeking a way to take concrete action against President Donald Trump to boycott companies large and small that do business with his family. Coulter has removed any companies that stocked Ivanka Trump products from her boycott list, but left a note to remind consumers that these companies failed to drop the brand prior to Trump's announcement that she would be closing the business. Ivanka Trump's line of clothing, shoes, and accessories will continue to be manufactured and sold by the company's licensing partners, a representative for the brand said Tuesday. That means shoppers will continue to be able to purchase Ivanka Trump products at retailers including Lord & Taylor, Dillard's, Bloomingdale's, and Zappos, and Amazon, among others, for at least the next few months. Over the past years, Coulter has remained steadfast in her quest to encourage the other 62 realtors, nonprofits, and even a movie produced by Harvey Weinstein to ditch Trump products. Four retailers remain on the list and continue to be boycotted for selling Trump products. The remaining companies have been removed.
I was Whole Foods, HSN.
That's Home Shopping Network.
Home Shopping Network. Wegmans, as a regional chain, notoriously loyal customers, sells wine from Trump wineries. Wegmans, boycott Wegmans. Perfume Mania, cuts ties with Trump family in July 2015, but recently restocked its Donald Trump fragrances. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Like Empire by Trump and Success by Trump. It also carries Ivanka's perfume line. Yeah, so stay away from Perfume Mania, all right? They're a bunch of pricks. Okay, Macy's. Yeah, well, the chain banned Donald Trump's menswear line in 2015 after the president referred to Mexican immigrants as rapists. It continued to sell Ivanka's line of clothing, jewelry, and handbags. The company has now been removed from the Grab Your Wallet boycott list. Bloomingdale's. Wow. Let's see. Bloomingdale's. Zappos. Shoe company. Marshall's. TJ Maxx. And Winners. Wow, Lila.
Yeah.
Marshalls and TJ Maxx. You like those places. But you're owned by the same parent company, TJX, has been selling Ivanka Trump clothing and shoes. The company has now been removed from the boycott list. They stopped selling them, I guess. The retailers sell Ivanka clothing, jewelry, and whatnot. That's Lord & Taylor's. They've been dropped from the list. Bed & Bath & Beyond and Bye Bye Baby. They're dropped from the list. Okay. So those are the new ones. Dillard's.
If the light comes on when people, you know, they look to see if those things are on the list and thing, you know, you
remember, have that light come on in your head and say, oh, maybe I shouldn't be buying that when they
see
them.
If you see these department stores, you don't have to go in them, but if you see Ivanka shit, you just don't buy it.
Remember, you shouldn't get that
or
stuff.
Or Trump stuff, Trump perfumes.
Because you're supporting
perfumes.
Something that's not
Trump's,
really
Trump has a perfume
support.
Called Success.
Oh,
you know?
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, I mean, God. Here's something new. The House Republicans just introduced articles of impeachment against Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Mueller investigation. That's going to go far. Imagine. This is a joke. These guys are so scared. They're so scared. It's unbelievable. The Republicans are so scared because they know that they have all this info on them as well.
Uh-huh.
You know? And it's all going to come out. Oh, this is interesting. Cosmic event that only happens every 35,000 years on July 27th, which is 2 days from now, the planet Mars will be as big as the moon.
Wow.
That'll be interesting, huh? Well, that'll be interesting to watch. And let's see what else I got here. This is another thing that's kind of scary. Think before you pink. This is posted. My mother died from breast cancer in, this is posted here, in February of 2000. Susan G. Komen, who's the big cancer pink movement.
Yep, Komen Foundation.
Yeah, only gives less than 20% of the donations to cancer research.
You know, they've brought that up every year, and it doesn't seem to affect
it doesn't
people.
Seem to. Their CEO makes $684,000 a year. So much for that, huh? Everybody running for pink. Yeah, they don't realize that they're just profiting the pink group there, you know, Roman's Cancer Society. Amazing. Freaking amazing. Oh, this is funny. A survey found that evangelical support for Trump is at an all-time high of 75%. He's showing, I brought my Bible, but how can Christians approve of a man who has divorced, cheated, demeaned others? And still, some Christians applaud his appointments of pro-life judges in defense of faith-based institutions. Right? Christians for Trump or Christian or Trump is no Christian. Which do you believe? Well, I don't know about you guys, but here's part of what Trump believes. This is Trump's Ten Commandments.
Oh, boy.
Covet thy neighbor's wives.
Mm-hmm.
Commit adultery with porn stars. Kill anyone you want to. Steal from anyone. Lie to everyone. Cheat everyone. Trump is God and no other God before him. Worship Israel and Trump on the Sabbath. Fuck America and believe in orange hair. No, that's the Trump Bible. Sorry,
well,
folks, that is the Trump Bible.
That could be very true.
Trump's Ten Commandments. High-end Russian hooker ring run from Miami Trump property.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know that madam did you hear about the madam in New York that Mueller's got coming in?
No.
No,
I didn't hear about that.
Through Cohen. Well, it turns out that there was a high-end Russian hooker ring ran from Miami Trump property, okay, right out of there. The first blush, it looks like the bust of another Russian human trafficking operation run by a husband and wife team with two kids in a pricey Miami condo. And then you look a little closer, and it's a Manhattan Russian criminal enterprise run remotely from Trump Tower in Miami. The husband and wife team, I can't pronounce their names, Rizanov and Kodukina, both 29, flew women from Russia to New York as part of a sophisticated long-term operation promoting prostitution, according to New York Assistant District Attorney James Lynch. Manhattan prosecutors also allege that the couple and a third defendant, Akhli Bashkatov, housed the sex workers in Brooklyn, dispatched them on jobs throughout New York, booking their hotels and hiring drivers from June 2015 to June 2018. here's the bizarre part. Rosanna and Kavita do not live in New York, where their prostitution ring was active. No, they allegedly ran everything on a remote control from their cushy beachfront condo in Trump Towers 3 in Miami. What a lovely place to raise some nice Russian children while importing women for the sole purpose of pimping them out. Isn't that amazing? Huh? Yeah. Oh, anyway. I thought that was amazing. So, get your rocks off as you can. Call a Russian hooker today. Help Trump's campaign. Huh. All right. Now, this is what's happened after Trump sided with Putin over the U.S. GOP in Congress. All right.
What happened?
He blocked increased funding for election security.
Oh,
he blocked attempts to have Trump's translator come to Congress to tell them what happened with Putin.
Wow.
And concluded that House business and went home for a long weekend. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? That's what they did. So. Oh, yeah. Missouri Republicans just passed a bill to lower the state to St. Louis minimum wage from $10 to $7.70.
Oh, I heard that. I didn't know what to say about that. I was just so shocked.
This 23% reduction will hurt over 35,000 St. Louis workers and their families. What the hell? Yeah. America is arming the world. U.S. sells more weapons in 6 months than all of 2017. Imagine that. So much for arming terrorists, you know. Noam Chomsky says that Israel's actions in Palestine are much worse than apartheid in South Africa. Imagine that.
Really?
Yeah. This was the vote on Russia's sanctions. House voted 419-3 in pro. Okay, the Senate voted 98-2 for Russian sanctions. It's veto-proof, but Trump refused to sign them.
Really?
Yeah, to sign them or implement them. That's amazing. And it's veto-proof. Trump was supposed to start sanctions against Russia yesterday, but he refused. Wonder why? Yeah. All right. And that's about it. Let's see, we got a... Let's be perfectly clear. Mitch McConnell, number one, was briefed before the election by the FBI that Russia was hacking the elections in favor of Trump. Two, he blocked the bipartisan announcement on Russia's hacking, stole a Supreme Court nomination from Barack Obama, and handed it to the guy Russia helped elect. That's a Mitch McConnell. And the bastard got his wife appointed to Secretary of Labor.
Oh, she is a horrible woman.
Trump's pick to run Labor's pension agency is Mitch McConnell's brother-in-law.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine that? The Labor's pension agency. They're going to screw that royal. Russian hackers attacked U.S. nuclear, aviation, and power grid infrastructures. FBI and DHS warned. And this is all stuff that's going on that nobody's talking about, and this stuff is being announced by... Newsweek, MSNBC, CNN, Wall Street Journal, all these places, all the mainstream media. U.S. Intel chief warns of devastating cyber threat to the U.S. Yeah. So, that's what's going on, folks. We got 1 minute left of time. And we want to thank everybody who joined us tonight. This being our 1,300th program on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
We're so pleased. And, you know, not to mention the 300 other programs that we did weekly on the FM program and 400 television shows that some of them, many of them, you can see on our YouTube channel, which is LA Steel Show slash YouTube.com. and those are our television programs. So I can't tell you, it's great, you know. So we've had a long, long run, and we continue to keep going. That's the way it is. So I want to thank you all for joining us tonight, and I wanted to talk about that mac and cheese product, but I couldn't find it for some reason. I don't know why I couldn't find it tonight, but I can. If I can find it, usually I order it all up on. Put this stuff all up on my archives here, so I'll tell you in 1 second where it is, if I can read it. But just know that it's that the boxed macaroni and cheese products have plastic in them, and poisonous plastic, actually. It's really quite terrible, and it's been going on for a long time. Been going on for many, many years. So, just so you know that. Just sworn I posted that here. But, maybe not. Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay, I'll read this. Boxed macaroni and cheese contains a hormone disrupting chemical that is banned in Europe. Imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boxed macaroni and cheese contains a hormone-disrupting chemical that is banned in Europe. The Coalition for Safer Foods and Processing Group researched 30 cheese products sold in the U.S. Singles, American singles, too. Oh, my God. All but one tested positive for phthalates. Boxed macaroni and cheese Kraft powder contains up to 4 times more of these phthalates. They are chemical... a compound that is used to make flexible, soft plastic. Many companies use this plastic tubing for food and beverage containers, and they aren't meant to be added to food, but can sometimes seep into the product. Phthalates have been shown to disrupt hormones and are known as endocrine disruptors.
I never heard of them, did you?
No. The endocrine system includes glands that store and release hormones into our body. Phthalates interrupt the production of these hormones, which carries a variety of problems. One study in the publication Environment found that phthalates may cause reproductive problems, and a study in the Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabology found that phthalates can cause early autism, I guess. Phthalates, it's going too fast. Hang on 1 second, folks. I want to get back on this. A study found that phthalates can cause early puberty in girls, and they may even have an effect on brain development in children.
Boy.
And they love that stuff, you know, macaroni and
cheese. Oh, they do.
The effects of this are so concerning that the European unions have banned them from products containing fatty foods. The United States Consumer Product Safety Commission banned 6 types of phthalates from used in children's toys. All right. However, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration allows them to be used in food packaging. And administrations classified that as indirect food additives. If you want to avoid consuming phthalates, you should urge food companies to stop using them in products. But, you know, big in these macaroni and cheese, especially boxes. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
It's amazing. And I'll end. I know we're going over the time here, but Jimmy Carter said, the U.S. has lost its place as a leader in human rights. And that is so true. We've been pulled out of the Human Rights Council, you know, and... We're just a farce. It's really become a national, international farce, and we are. I mean, we go to war everywhere. I mean, we back all dictators and genocides, and oh man, I mean, we just America has got to develop a conscience. Now, the only way it develops a conscience is getting rid of that son of a bitch in office, and get back to some basics and clean up our act. So, thanks for everything. Thanks for listening to our 1300th show. That was so incredible to have accomplished that. And go to our website, lasteelshow.org, and you can witness the Trump denigration system right there on our site, with hundreds and hundreds of remarkable pictures by artists and contributors from around the world. So go there. And have a happy week. Good night, everybody.